Good morning, everyone. Today is Thursday, September 19, 2024. My name is Emmanuel Brackett. I will be the Deputy Zoning Administrator hearing. If you would like to speak, please fill out the forms. What color are they today? Blue? Please fill out a form and give it to Megan. I'm sorry, to Michelle. There is one item on the agenda, which is the Amalfi West LLC Coastal Development Permit, Coastal Variance and Exemption from the California Environmental Quality Act under Section 15301, Class 1. The applicant is requesting a coastal development permit and a coastal variance approval to relocate an existing residential structure onto a replacement foundation and to install a septic improvement on a property located in Bolinas. The size of the structure would remain unchanged at 2,775 square feet of building area and floor area. However, the overall height of the structure would increase from 19 feet and 6 inches to 21 feet 4 inches from grade due to site topography and the proposed foundation system. The overall height would still be within the maximum permissible height in the coastal zone. The residence would be located 8 feet from the front property line, which necessitates or requires a coastal variance because it typically requires 25 feet. Megan is the staff planner who's been working on this project. Megan, are there any public comments or correspondences?
I have not received additional correspondence. However, I would like to note a few things for the record. Okay. Just to clarify on the staff report, on the first page, the triggers for a coastal permit are Section 20.68.060A and G. And I think I would like to add a condition of approval for your consideration to do a verification of height upon the relocation of the structure.
Okay. Great. Next, I'll open the hearing for public comments. I only see one written note. Andrew? Andrew, could you use this one, please?
An emergency permit was applied for on 12/20/2023, and it was denied. And correct me if any of this is incorrect. There were code compliance and stop work orders issued in early January. The work continued. There was more excavation. The house was put on cribs during winter rains, which is a moratorium for excavation, and excavation also requires a coastal permit. There was risk to the beach below, to the street, to the utilities. A geotechnical bluff evaluation and bluff setback were established by Miller Pacific, while the exposed excavated cliff was continued to be, you know, assaulted by the winter rains. A permit was applied for, asking for a variance to move the house into the front yard setback. And it's likely that this is an Airbnb rental house. So my main questions perhaps are to Marin County and the Coastal Commission. When Marin County and LCP permit requirements and codes, excavation and demolition permit requirements, code enforcement, stop work orders, violations, fines, notices, etc., have been issued, and work continues, why does the applicant get an opportunity to even apply, and why does the planning department not, or why does the planning department even accept those kinds of requests?
Okay, thank you. You have 30 seconds.
So I'm starting to realize that people are beginning to want to do work without permits in Bolinas and in coastal Marin, and I'm not sure that I have an answer for why they should.
Okay, thank you. I don't see any other comments. Would the applicant like to speak? Go ahead. After you're done, please fill out one of these forms and give it to
Thank
Michelle.
You. I'd actually just like to go on the record and respond to what was just said.
Please respond directly. Don't address the public.
My property was built in the 50s. There's nothing on that property that was done without permits. The house was permitted. We applied for an emergency permit and withdrew the emergency permit on the advice of the county, but the Coastal Commission actually concurred that we should have an emergency permit. All of the work that was done to save our home. I don't believe that the speaker represents the people of Bolinas. I've spoke to many people in the community who are very supportive of us, and I'm very disappointed that he's up here saying that he represents people in Bolinas, because he does not. And his opinions do not represent Bolinas.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I'll close. I don't see any other speakers. I'll close the public comments section. Thank you. First, I want to acknowledge that I did get two phone calls, both of them in opposition of the project. So one of the speakers, I believe, is Andrew, who's here. One of the phone calls that I did not respond to, I think, is from Andrew. I don't normally respond to phone calls on matters or emails on matters that I may exercise some kind of discretion. A great deal of research and analysis is done prior to the hearing, and sometimes it may look like decisions have been made, but it really isn't made until the decision is entered. But the vast majority of work is concluded prior to a hearing. No, otherwise these hearings wouldn't work. Second, I don't want to address all the comments Andrew raised. We can respond. We can talk. You have my phone email, but I'll respond to some of them. One is, why do the applicants get to submit an application retroactively? That's required. They submit for an application. If they don't, then the project or the site is in violation. There was a code violation citation, there was a fine, and they're going through the process. It's not recommended that anyone should do work without a permit. Everyone should abide by the rules, but not everyone does. I realize that. Third, I realize this is a precedent-setting project. There is no hiding from that. There is no two-way about it. I struggle to find a justification for approving this project, or even internally, or denying the project. When you view it on its own, there's this. This isn't the issues the site they face is not unique to the site. It's unique to a couple of other properties in Bolinas with similar site constraints. But you have to view it on a case-by-case basis. It's not whether they've done something unlawfully. Yes, they've done work without a permit. Yes, this county has issued a citation. Yes, they were fined. Yes, they submitted for emergency coastal permit. Yes, they were told it would not be approved. You need to withdraw it. Then it was withdrawn. It wasn't withdrawn voluntarily. They were told it would not get approved. They should apply for a coastal permit and a building permit. And that's why we're here. When I view the coastal development permit, I see that the house is not considered a new development under the LCP. If it were, we're talking about a different route altogether. It's not the applicant's fault nor anyone's in this room that the LCP defines what's new development. Those rules apply across the board for everyone in Bolinas, anywhere in the coastal zone. So we have to view the coastal permit on its own merit. What's before me really is a coastal permit to install a septic system, to build a house within the bluff. Then the next question is where to place the structure on the site. The site is, there are two technical reports by licensed engineers, Miller Pacific, that provide a very detailed report. Based on the plans I see before me, and based on the building permit set plans that are currently pending, and also based on multiple site visits by county staff, including myself, twice I've been to the site, and I know code enforcement have been there multiple times. People from Environmental Health Services have been there multiple times. I know people from building have been there multiple times. We've met, we've discussed. Yes, I have asked questions. And I don't see any feasible way to save this house other than placing it where it's been proposed. It just isn't. I realize there is an exception is needed for the setback, an exception is needed from the bluff edge, but there is no other place to place it. This is the only place to put it. It's not their fault. It's their fault they did work without a permit. They should have done with the permit, but we moved on. They've been fined. But I don't know how else this house could be saved rather than where it's been proposed. And it's unfortunate, but it has to be. It's unfortunate how we got to this point, but there is no other place. There is no realistically feasible location within the site to place this structure other than where they're proposing it. In fact, the only, if you really want to discuss feasibility, would be push even further closer to the street. So its lifespan may be extended further. The next issue also with the septic, with the CDP, is the septic system. There is an old septic system on the site. The new septic system has been proposed to replace it. Under any metric, this is an improvement to existing conditions. No matter how you look at it, dice it, the new septic system is an improvement to an old septic system that hasn't been inspected in years. As to the use of the property, whether it's they may or may not use it. I can't judge someone to be. One, it's not illegal to have a short-term rental. They just have to get a permit. Two, how they use it is not before me. What is here is a coastal permit and a coastal variance. We're not reviewing a short-term rental, how they use it. Hopefully they will abide by the rules, but it's not for review today. Lastly, just to sum up, this is a precedent-setting project again, and I will approve the project knowing that I am issuing a variance, I'm issuing a coastal variance that we don't normally do, but on a case-by-case basis and reviewing the project on its merit. There is no other place to locate this project on the site to locate this structure than where it's been proposed. I do so knowing that it merits approval due to site constraints, no other reason. I don't know these people. We've done our due diligences. We've done what we can. We rely on substantial evidence on the record from code enforcement, environmental health services, building department, professional engineers who have submitted documents. It's been reviewed by our engineers. So I realize this is a precedent setting. It may not be the ideal project or ideal location, but short of taking, saying, no, you need to relocate it some other place, which is not legally possible, I see no other reason other than to approve this project. I am going to approve the project with two conditions, actually, Megan. One is a height verification, and the second is a setback verification from the bluff edge and also from the front property line. With those conditions, this project is approved. Andrew, if you want to appeal, you could appeal it to the Planning Commission, or you could also appeal it directly to the Coastal Commission. You can contact Megan. She can explain to you what the process is and or the difference in appealing directly to Coastal Commission versus the Planning Commission. Just saying. With that, I'm going to approve the project with those two conditions, and the meeting is adjourned. This is appealable within the next 10 business days, just so we're clear. This hearing is concluded. The meeting is 10:18 a.m. Thank you, everyone.